Welcome everybody, sheet number 1396, in the writing is sheet number 548, getting back to the halachas of brachas. Okay, so we are in the middle of the halachas of kedima v'brachas, priority of brachas, which brachas come first, and as we explained last year, it's not just like, as they say in Yiddish, a frumazach, a nice thing to do. No, this is halacha l'maisa, a person has to make their brachas in the correct order, and on the right item first. Okay, this is halacha l'maisa. It's important to keep in mind when making brachas. Now, the halacha is if one is eating a few different fruits, of which none of them are from the Shivas Aminim. Let's say, we'll talk about some examples. I have a plum, I have an apple, possibly, right? I have a pear, right? So none of those are from the Shivas Aminim. We then look at the fact, are any of the fruits complete? That's what we spoke about last year. We look at the fact, are any of the fruits complete? In other words, are any of the fruits whole, right? Last year we spoke about the fact that they're all the same fruits, let's say, like I have two apples. So one apple is cut in half and one apple is complete. Always make the bracha on the apple that's complete. Then you have in mind, and the other apple will automatically be covered. So over here we're talking about you have quite a number of fruits, have three or four different fruits, which none of them are from the Shivas Aminim, because we said if some of them are from the Shivas Aminim, like I have a grape, I have a pomegranate, so that's the bracha, I make it on that. And even if that fruit from the Shivas Aminim is not complete, even though it's incomplete, it still is on a higher level, and I make the bracha on the fruit from the Shivas Aminim. And the other fruits which are complete, right, will automatically be covered. Again, if I'm eating it all the same sitting in front of me. Now, If all those fruits are complete, right? So now I have, nothing from the Shivas Aminim. I have, right, let's say, for example, a plum, apple, a pear, right? So if all those fruits are complete, none of them are broken, they're all complete fruits, then we say one must make the bracha of Ho'eitz on the fruit which is most desirable for that person who's making the bracha. In other words, what do I like most? If I like a pear most, I don't have to go to the fridge and get them something I like better. But if I'm eating and in front of me is an apple, a pear, and a plum, right? And I like better the pear from all three, I like the best of pears. They're all complete. None are from the Shivas Aminim, number one. Number two, they're all complete, so they're all on the same level. So then I look at what is chaviv. What is chaviv? What is desirable for me? What do I like to eat better? And again, I don't, you know, if I like some other fruit better, I like grapes better, and that's from the Shivas Aminim. I don't have to get up and go to the fridge and get that, because that's not what I'm eating right now. Right now I'm eating the plum, the apple, and the pear, right? And the pear is the one that I like. So it's just to give you an example. It could be anything. So I would make the bracha on the pear. Again, as long as all the fruits are complete and whole. Then now, so in the above case, all the other fruits, right, let's say I make the bracha on the pear, so all the other fruits will be covered with that one bracha, as long as the person making the bracha either had them in mind or they were in front of the person at the time they made the bracha. That's the general concept of it. Now, the same thing would apply if the various fruits the person is eating are all incomplete, right? In other words, there are no complete fruits. Let's say this pear, the plum, and the apple are all only pieces. They're all cut in half. All of them are cut in half. So then the same thing will go. So then they're all on the same level. But when they're all complete, so good. So they're all on the same level of complete. When they're all cut in half or cut into pieces, so they're all on the same level as being incomplete, being not whole. So now again, one must then make the bracha on the fruit which is most desirable to that person. The same thing would apply. I can't make it on a shalem. There's nothing complete. I can't make it on a complete item. There is nothing complete over here. So then I'm going to make it on, and they're all cut up, so I'll make it on the fruit that I like best. So one must make then the bracha on the fruit which is most desirable of those cut up fruits, of those, you know, whatever it is, broken fruits that the person likes more. Now, all of the above is talking about a case in time when none of the fruits, like we said, are from the Shivas Aminim. If, in fact, one of the fruits is from the Shivas Aminim, right, from those special fruits that we said, for example, a grape, a pomegranate, fig, olive, and a date, one of those, right? So if one of the fruits are from the Shivas Aminim, like we just mentioned, even though it might only be a partial fruit, then one must make the ha'etz from the fruit from the Shivas Aminim. Okay, that will stop over here. These halachas are found. Our simon that we're working from, that we're learning from, we'll be learning from a little while down the road, is simon reish yud aleph. Simon reish yud aleph. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha baruch hakol tov.